Proclamation number 3310 of 28th of October, 1944. Love. Wrong. Divine. From human to human. No request goes unheard at the ear of the Heavenly Father, which rises up to him from the deepest heart. And every thought of God gives strength and grace. For his love is constantly with those who struggle for inner peace, who want to belong to him and have to struggle and fight against the challenges of the world. But strength will be sent to them if it is needed. God has placed love in the human being's heart. He has made him capable of this feeling, which is no longer earthly but divine if it takes the right direction. Love is the desire for unity, and this desire can be for the still immature spiritual, for matter or other pleasures of the world which pull down, which do not ennoble but degrade the soul, and then it is a wrong love which is to be fought for the soul's sake. This love is not divine. For a divine love strives for the luminous height, it strives for union with mature spiritual beings, it only seeks to make happy but never earthly possessions. Right love can also apply to all things, but only in the redemptive sense that it wants to help where help is needed. Right love can also awaken from person to person, if the giving, wanting to please principle always prevails, even if the person feels his own happiness in it, because right love must please because it is divine. The desire for union must also characterize right love, only this union can take place physically or also spiritually. A merely physical union can mean a danger for right love if the person is not strong enough and the giving love changes into a demanding one. Spiritual love, on the other hand, is and remains divine and will never be able to pull a person down, for this love is a merging of souls, a union for the increase of spiritual strength. This love is God-willed. For it promotes the soul, because both desire is directed upwards and they now also travel the path together. Yet physical love must always be sacrificed to this spiritual love, i.e., the desire of the body must be overcome, the human being must only want to give but never want to possess. He must be willing to sacrifice if he can help the other person with it. He must fight a battle with himself so that his love will remain a true, divine love, so that it will remain a purely spiritual one which lifts up to the ascent. Unselfish neighborly love always demonstrates the right love, and as long as two people's love for each other consists of unselfish service, it is divine and blessed by God. For he created people for each other. He brought them together so that they should ascend together, and he will bless every covenant which has pure, redeeming, divine love as its basis. But they must protect this love as the most sacred good, so that it remains pure and divine until the end of life. Amen.